evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. I am Gibbs Dube, and this is Live Talk.
And I'm Marvelous Nhlanganyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C., due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19 and the Olympic Games and other issues.
And according to the Ministry of Health, 34 people died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday, and 1,006 tested positive for coronavirus. This brings the total number of people who have died of COVID-19 since March last year to 2,622. There are currently 27,544 active COVID-19 cases in the country.
The ministry also reports that 1,149,379 people have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, while 641,144 have received their second dose.
And as Zimbabwe has recorded almost 48,000 cases of COVID-19 and nearly 28,000 recoveries since March last year.
In other news, the trial of former South African President Jacob Zuma resumed to several cases of riots linked to his imprisonment in a separate case. Zuma, who appeared virtually, faces multiple counts of corruption, fraud, and racketeering related to a 1999 arms deal.
And in sports news, Olympic Games, a United States gymnast has tested positive for the coronavirus amid fears of an outbreak of coronavirus in Japan, hosting the Tokyo 2020 Olympics Summer Games.
Ehambe zulunda balinjani lapho likhona endaweni zonke zomhlaba esijeneyo. Ye namhlanje ke ulive talk sixoxa ngeCOVID-19 lokunye okwenzakala emhlabeni onke jikelele okugoqela ama Olympic Games kunjalo lodaba luka mnumzana Jacob Zuma lokunye. Siyabona ukuthi ke eZimbabwe COVID-19 idla ubhedu kulabantu abayi 34 ababulewe umkhuhlane lo izolo kule Zimbabwe. Kodwa abayi 1006 bathestwa batholakala bele coronavirus. Kusho ukuthi ke eZimbabwe sokubhubhe abantu abayi 2,622 kusukela ngombimbitho onyakenye. Kusho ukuthi ke abantu abayi 27,544 ngabantu okuthiwa ke bale COVID-19 okwamanje. Lokhu ke kubikwa lohlangothi lwezempilakahle. Uhlangothi lolu lubika njalo ukuthi kulabantu 1,149,379 asebejovwe okokuqala ijekiseni yokuzivikela ku-COVID-19. Kuthi asebejovwe okwesibili baye 641,154. Okanye angazani ke kuyajova kakhulu. Kubuya ke masandela kususela ngombimbitho onyakenye. Kunabantu abedlula 48,000 asebahlola batholakala bele COVID-19. Kuthi ke abayi 28,000 ngabantu asebaphepha kumkhuhlane lo. Sijike kancane siyefika kwele South Africa. Kukanye angazani ke icala elikamnumzana Jacob Zuma. Ngathi leli aletheswayo. Liqale lamuhla leli lokhu licala elingahambelani lalokhu akuvalelwe entilongweni. Singathi ke xa sikhangela kuya phambili kwayengazani ke ulamacala okuthi ke wazuza imali ngudlu ngo-1999 kuze kuthengiswe izikhali. Izikhali lezi zathengiselwa kwele France kodwa ke kanye kule zandla eziningi ezazikhona khonapho phakathi. Kuzobuya ke kuma-Olympic Games kanye ngazani ke kulo munye ke owenza i-gymnastics owakwele Melika. Ofumanwe ele COVID-19. So singathi ke khona ngale Japan i-COVID-19 idla ke ubhedu. Siyabona ukuthi ke abantu babegijima abanye besenza imidlalo etshiyeneyo kodwa kungela bantu abababukeleyo. So kunjalo ke Marvelous.
Aiwa, kunawo bachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu nhasi paLive Talk tange tichitarisa pamusoro pedenda rechirwere cheCOVID-19. Tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika pakubayiwa kwenhomba dzeCOVID-19. Tozotarisa zvakare zviri kuitika munyaya dzezvemitambo zviri kubuda kumaOlympics uko uyezve zviri kuitika muSouth Africa umo yatingatiye kutongwa kwevaimbova mutungamiri wenyika yeSouth Africa vaJacob Zuma kwatanga nhasi panyaya yavari kupomerwa nyaya yehuori. Pari zvino bazi rezveutano rinoti iro pane vanhu 34 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda iri reCOVID-19 nezuro muZimbabwe. Uyezve pane vanhu 1006 vakawanikwa ivo vachibatwa vane denda iri reCOVID-19. Tozotarisawo vanhu vashaya kubva kudenda iri reCOVID-19 kubva denda iri ratanga muna March gore rapfuura pari zvino pane 2622 tichiwanikwa tichirangarira zvakare mumwe mutori wedu wenhau wepastudio 7 Sandra Nyaira uyo akashayikawo kubva kudenda iri COVID-19 akaneswe mukuvera pari zvino pane vanhu 3544 vari kuwanikwa ivo vakabatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 kubva ratanga kwatiri kutarisa kuti muna March gore rapfuura tinotarisa zvakare kuti bazi rezveutano rinozivisa zvakare pane vanhu 1,149,000 vachidaudzira vawanikwa vachibayiwa ivo nhomba yecovid-19 yekutanga kwozouyawo 641,000 vachidaudzira vawanikwa ivo vachitora nhomba dzese dziri dziviri dzecovid-19 totarisa kuti munyika yezimbabwe pari zvino yawanikwa iyo ine vanhu 48,000 vawanikwa vachibatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 kubva denda iri ratanga muna March gore rapfuura kwozouyawo vamwe vakabatwa nedenda iri vakarikunda vanosvika ivo pa 28,000 pari zvino totarisa zvakare kuti zvimwe zvatange tiri kutarisa ndo zvatavabvira kunge tichikuudzai kuti zvava Jacob Zuma uyezve nezviri kuitika kumitambo yemaolympics kutokyo achange achitanga mumavhiki anotevera saka tange tiine nyanzvi uyezve tiine mumwe mutori wenhau ari ikoko kutokyo achitipa kuti kwakamira sei pari zvino takatarisa denda iri recovid-19.
Yes, marvelous. And we are receiving a report that 60 nurses and doctors have actually tested positive for COVID-19 at Mpilo Hospital. So this is according to the Chronicle newspaper. So now we are lucky that as a chief responder, managed to talk to the Mpilo acting chief executive, Professor Solwa Ngwenya. So let's hear what he said about this issue.
Professor Solwa Ngwenya. Ngwenya, can you speak a bit in Gaza? I have a
lot of tests.
Abantu zule ngamba ngatanga machine ngatshela abantu nje umkhulu lapha kobulawa ukuthi abantu baye machine ngabula.
Yeah, abantu bese baye machine basizule wabo kuna ngathi. Se line ukuthi bengayizi siminye eminye nxa sebenze siminye eminye njalo babe nompola umkhutana. Yikho kungcono umuntu ayesondele lapha ayiphini bese duze kulaye. Ekhangela ukuthi akula line endi asahle ukuthi.
Wena waqongosela ngomkhutana lo omnyaka ophelele. Wakhongosela wathi umkhuhlane lo ukhona uzabuya kuzaba nabo-third wave abantu bezwatha kuzaba ne-second wave azange bakubhilile manje kathesi njengona ke sukukhanya ukuthi wawukhona uqiniso uthini ngento ezinhle
ngithi abantu kumele umkhuhlane lowo bawuhlonitesile ngoba ngumkhuhlane omubi kakhulu njalo ngumkhuhlane ozabhiliza into efunula eminingi ma singazange sananzeleni kumele silandele khona lokho okukhulunywa yi-WHO ukuthi abantu baziphathe njani ngoba nxa abantu bengalandeli lo okukhulunywayo umkhuhlane lo uyamemetheka njengoba kathe sesibona ukuthi sokuthiwa sokula ma-new variant la asekhona la ma-new variant akhanya anamathela masinya njalo senamathela konke labantwana labadala esiya phambili ikubona ukuthi abantu kathe sesiphasingaziphathanga kuhle abantu abaningi bazatshabalala emhlabeni
lezi nsuku sizwa ama reports amaningi kunye abantu abafaya abaningi kambe wabantu ngaphandle kwakho noko kukhona bangazilondoloza wakho ngaphandle kwethu bahlatshwa
hayi ko akaningi ukuthi umkhuhlane lo wona vele uyalandela lapho kulabantu abaningi khona lapho kulesiminyeminye khona lapho otholakala khona njalo abantu lapha ngiyabona abantu ama-face mask la uyathola umuntu efake i-face mask ilenga lapho emphinjeni la kavali imlomo kavali amakhala uzibuza ukuthi kathi pho umuntu lo ugqokelani i-face mask khona lokuyana i-face mask kababili kunjela ugqokelela mgqokile umkhuhlane ukuthi usuke kimi usuka kuwe ngisuka kuwe ufika kimi kuyayenza ukuthi hhayi umkhuhlane ungaze wamemetheka yikho siyacela abantu ukuthi baziphathe lo mkhuhlane ofuna umuntu oziphathayo njalo ugeza izandla sengaze basihamba kathi sokuningi kakhulu abantu kuyathe umuntu esile bagijima khona phana besiyabamba umuntu lana xa igula bagijime bonke besiyabamba umuntu ngiyabona bebuya lapha ekazwali bebuya bengu-10 bethwala umuntu oyi-1 umuntu lana nxa elawo umkhuhlane uyathi esifa ichiye phefumulelela abana abantu labana abantu sebehamba besuka lapho sebesiyabuthana endlini emfeni bebiza abantu lakana abantu basebethelela abanye abantu labana ababuya emfeni yikho sisithi kathi sizifa lezi hhayi kumele sinanzelele sibini ngoba singathela kufikeza hayi abantu labana abahambuyaneni yibo abantu asebesiza solokhe kusiyaphambili abantu asikhalelanini emafonini sikhalelanini kuma-WhatsApp sikhulumisana ukuhambe kuphele izihlobo lanxa kusiyabeka umuntu emangcwabeni kungaze kwahlanjwa mina ngibona inamba le yamashumi amathathu la ngibona ingani lokhu emaningi kakhulu kuhambe abantu abalutshwana abantu abaishumi nje kuphela abantu abaclosclose ama-relative kube yibo ababeka ungwenya hhayi khona ukuthi kubuye inkalakatha zabantu ezimangalisayo njabe zisiyani nomfona umkhuhlane
hayi Dr. Ngwenya siyabonga kakhulu-ke lo msebenzi wakho omkhulu kangakathi ezindlana-ke ungumuntu umuntu engawuhlele e-ofisini kodwa ukhona ukhangela abantu kunzima lapha siyabonga kakhulu ngwenya
ngiyabonga so marvelous that is the professor Solwa Ngwenya of Mpilo Hospital is the acting chief superintendent so all what you are saying is that you know this COVID-19 is spreading like wildfire so he said there were so many people that were at Mpilo today trying to get their first and second doses of the COVID-19 vaccine. And he was saying that apparently there are some nurses who are also queuing, you know, for vaccinations. Remember, they were the first people to be called for these vaccinations, but some of them were very skeptical about taking the vaccines. And he says the Delta variant is really causing havoc and is very, very dangerous. And it spreads mostly, you know, in places where there is a lot of crowding. And he also noted that there are doctors and nurses at Mpilo Hospital who have actually contracted COVID-19. So he says the reason is, you know, these people live among communities, so they are susceptible to this COVID-19. And he said that, you know, there are a large number of people that are currently admitted at Mpilo Hospital, and these people are, you know, afflicted with COVID-19. And he mentioned a lot of other things concerning, you know, workers, how they should behave, and generally how members of the public are expected to behave. And he says people should wear masks in a very proper way. Instead of, you know, wearing the masks below their nose and all those kind of things, they should wear them properly and always wash hands. And then he mentioned something that maybe many African people won't understand about funerals and how to take care of a person who is having COVID-19. So he says,
what did he say about that?
It is actually shocking to see people, 10 people ferrying one body or ferrying a sick person to Mpilo Hospital while they are 10. Eh? So meaning that that person with COVID is going to infect those 10. Mm-hmm. Those 10 are going to infect 10 others. And so when that person dies, they will take the body and then they will spread that COVID-19 during the funerals. So meaning that this funeral business should end. He says people must use WhatsApps, people must use phones, you know, instead of crowding at funerals. You know, he doesn't believe even the 30 plus number that is being touted by the government. He says it's too much, you know, it should be reduced. So many few people should go for funerals.
Apo tangachiri kunzwa zvanga zviri kutaurwa izvo nevamwe chiremba vekubulawayo vanga vari kutaura ivo vachitaura kuti chiri kunyanyonetsa mazuva ano inyaya yekuti kune variant itsva iriko yedelta variant iyo inopararira nenguva shoma asi vari kutaura ivo Dr. Ngwenya kuti zvakakosha kuti vanhu vasarambe vachiwanikwa ivo vachiwedzera nyaya yekuti kana pashaika munhu wowanikwa ivo vachienda vachinoungana uyezve kuti kana munhu anzi iye asunzwa zvakanaka regai kuwanda mudzimotokari muchienda kunoperekedza munhu ari kurwara nekuti munee musingazive kuti munhu iyeye ane chirwere chipi kana aine chirwere checovid-19 anogona kuparadzira chirwere ichi kune vamwewo vanenge vachiita havo murudo asi zvinozovakuwadza mune ramangwana vataura zvakare Dr. Ngwenya kuti pari zvino vanhu vakawanda vari kuwanikwa vachibuda vachienda kunomirira kuti vabayire nhomba yecovid-19 vakataura kuti kumupire hospital ikoko vazhinji zvakare vanosanganisira vana mukoti vari kuwanikwa vachidawo kuti vabayiwe nhomba iyi nekuti vakuona kuti zvakakosha kuti munhu ange akabayiwa nhomba iyi kuti awanikwe iye achirwisa denda rechirwere checovid-19 vataura zvakare vachiti ivo vanhu ngavapfeke mamaski nemazvo kwete kuti kana wakapfeka maski unenge wakaisa asi unofanira kuvhara mhino nemuromo kuitira kuti kana uri pane vanhu hauwanikwe iwewo uchisema mweya uya uya unenge uchibuda kubvawo kune vamwe vanhu saka ndokutaura kwavari kuita kuti zvakakosha kuti vanhu vawanikwe ivo vachiwanikwa vachikoshesa kupfeka mamaski nemazvo kwete kuti vawanikwe ivo vachipfekwa mamaski sezvatinoona zvinenge zvakaita vamwe kuti vanomirira kuti kana vakuzosvika kune mapurisa ndopavanowanikwa ivo vachivhara mhino dzavo nemiromo asi kana panguva iyoyo vasiri pane mapurisa vanenge vakadzisa maski yavo pasi saka vati zvakakosha kuti uyezve kana muine murwere ane covid-19 edzai kuti muwanikwe muchimuisa kure nevamwe kuitira kuti denda iri risawanikwe iro richipararira mumhuri nekuti vari kuti denda iri redelta variant rauya munyika uyezve rakapfunya chisero tinoona mazuva apfuura vazhinji vakawanikwa vachibatwa nedenda irori takaonawo zvemumwe aive ari mutori wedu wenhau ipo pano Sandra Nyaira akabatwa nedenda recovid-19 akatoradzikwa nemusi wemugovera kuwaren hill saka ndozvimwe zviri kuitika uyezve Dr. Ngwenya vanga vakati panguva ino vanhu please musawande kundufu shandisai dandemutande sewhatsapp semazoom nezvimwewo kuitira kuti pasave nekuwanikwa ivo vanhu vachifema mweya umwe chete gibs
yes we also had some people that talked to Ezra Chizaspanda in Bulawayo during our show Zimbabwe Today as spokesman you know some people are actually aware of what is going on and some are taking even their families for vaccinations so this is one family that went for vaccinations today let's hear what they said you know when they talked to Ezra Chizaspanda
my kids make
himself lo sisi
ishi ankomo
wena jema
ngiyenzenzo
I just tell you nabe kunjani selihlatshiwe
yes selihlatshiwe
ibe ngiyaqala le
yes selihlatshiwe
Bekunjani kodwa ukutshelela abantu abanye abalayela ezindlini so that laba bakwazi ukuthi hayi akula nto embi ngapho
hayi nasisajiwe sibile vele kangizwa lutoti ibindethe ngisete apho nakayibuhlungu uyezwa kuthi nxa ikivele ingene enyameni yethu kule nto engena kodwa hayi kayibuhlungu
ngiyakuqala le
ngiyaqala
okwenza ukuthi sihlatshwe lapho kususesaba nayo mafa
mnokwenza ukuthi ngihlatshwe ukuthi anti kuyamenyeza ukuthi sihlabe sivikele umkhuhlane naloo khona kulezi nsuku kodwa hayi mhlasiyo siwotishe ekusena hayi ayibuhlungu
ayibuhlungu
hayi
wena ule mnyani ngeke
sandefrand
sihlatshwe lawa bavumile ukuthi abancane bahlatshwe
bavumile
so kathesi kuhlatshwa wonke umuntu nxa ukhangele mama
ngaphandle kwaba-18 kusaphansi hayi kaba-18 kusaphezulu hayi bahlatshwa bonke
lapha hlela buyena izihlobo la
lowo
mntana lo mnawo lo mntana so kuhle wathi lapha ndithatha bonke abantu andishiymuntu awusebenzile kakhulu abantu baphelile lapha sisuke empilo kathesi into engiyibona empilo abantu esibhedlela bangivume ukuthi ngiyibona abantu alele laphana kwesabeke don groove injalo i-matter day injalo i-UBH injalo kambe ngabe kuyini konke lokho
yiyo i-corona manje hayi khathesi abantu bayagula hayi bayagula
abantu bayagula kama abantu kathesi sebeyithatha serious niko sebegcwala emzila sebezohlaba
khathesi bethukile abantu ngoba abantu bagulile khathesi abantu bethukile sibile bethukile kakhulu
bethukile kakhulu wena nawe ubethukile mama
yeah
kodwa uzwa azangigule wena azangiyizwa ukhona kwayigula phakathi wena
aya kukabi lo muntu osekolile
so lithe ngcono lizivikele kuphela
ngoba kulezi nsuku uyaqanda umkhuhlane ukhona lo abanye bayaphikisa ukuthi umkhuhlane ukhona kodwa ayona ukhona asekuthi ngamanga ukhona umkhuhlane lo
akubatsheli lawo sakhulayo phela abaningi isayizi yakho azibhilive ukuthi ukhona yezo umama bakhula umuntu ukhona
yona ukhona so sizivikele sigqoka amamaski sisanitize
akutsho futhi mama ukulaya abantu ngoba emakhaya njona sibona abaningi bayathatha abaningi lokhu bedonda bona uthini
hayi ngicela ukuthi bazohlala bahlabe sibe bavikele umkhuhlane lo ngoba umkhuhlane lo uqinise ukhona njalo uyabulala xa uyabungakazi ubona umuntu ogulileyo ungathikaza kodwa nxa sekwabona umuntu ogulileyo umkhuhlane leyo ukhona njalo uyabulala njalo ubuhlungu bakithi asibuyeni sizohlaba abantu bakamlimi sivikeleni le mkhuhlane
uzwa hayi siyabonga bomama hayi amazwi amahle kakhulu ukhuthaza abanye siyabonga.
So marvelous day, that's a mother with two daughters and a sister. You know, she said, I'm going to take you all to the vaccination center. So, you said, you know, many people are experiencing a lot of pain, you know, because COVID is not so good. She says COVID is very brutal. At the end of the day, she decided to take her children and then her sister to a vaccination center. And she was saying, you know, it's not a painful injection. Is something that you can feel. Yes, there's something going into your body, but she's very grateful that she managed to take some relatives for vaccinations.
Very commendable. They indeed. Kutanga tukona imemuria one kwa iyo ichienda kunobai wanumba ya COVID-19 kubulawayo amai neemu anawabo na mama wabo kashitawara ivo kutini. Kutibaru kuona kutini genda ili kanarabata vanduduku kwaza yesho kai pisa sakabati hivyo jirinani kuti hivyo nyemuri yavo vaende kunobai wanumba ye COVID-19 kutiba gara waka jizirira kana kutibaka sobati wana arodenda hivyo arisho kwanisa kuwa wizira pasi.
So now I think we are joined by our first guest and that is Manyengabana. So Atwell Manyengabana, he works for the Olympic Services. Welcome to the show, sir.
Oh, thank you very
and
much.
COVID, that slide is causing havoc, right, at the Olympics. So give us your rundown because we have heard that a USA gymnast has actually contracted COVID-19 and won't be spectators and all those kind of things. Just briefly.
Yeah, in a way, yes, in terms of the organizers, because they cannot participate in the games because of the conduct. But overall, I also think that the government of Japan has managed to, through the Olympic Service as well, they've managed to do the best that they can to make sure that there's no, because remember, there are people coming from different sectors of the world. So after they managed, they tried the best to make sure that there's a thorough monitoring and a thorough screening of the people coming into the country.
And generally we see that, you know, there won't be any spectators because of COVID. And how serious is this COVID issue in terms of the Olympic villages and all those places where there are athletes?
I wouldn't want to call it serious. I think the seriousness comes in with the fact that when you are an athlete, obviously when you test positive, because of the contact, it's a contact, a sport is contact, basically. I think that way it becomes very serious because other contestants, obviously, they would not want to be involved in that. But in terms of the situation as a country, like I'm saying, I think they've managed to do the best they can to allow people from different countries to come into the country. That's a measure to make sure that there will not be a big outbreak, per se.
Marvelous.
Yes.
Take us through your own screening. How thorough was it when you actually got to Japan to be able to cover these Olympics?
It was quite thorough. From your country, you have to... the other countries, actually, I was lucky in terms of where I was coming from South Africa. If you're coming from other countries, you were going to test for the for 7 days every day prior to leaving your country. But in South Africa, I only tested twice, 96 hours before and 72 hours before. And then upon testing negative, I had to get a certificate from my doctor to certify that I'm negative. And then also I got vaccinated before I left. My movements. And also they would, you'd use it to upload the documents, like the certificate and also the results. And apart from those apps, there's also another app that it helps to track and to warn in case there is a positive case, known, a positive case around you or in the midst of you. It gives you a warning that the area has got somebody who is positive. So at least you know you can walk away in case you're in such an area.
Saka mamboti pananguro kuti ku Japan kwa muruko segadziriro ye Olympics 2021 Paris zvino zviri kufamba sei panyaya yedenda iri COVID-19.
Paris zvino sema nzira muri kuita munawo ma vatambi vakusvika nyika dzakawanda dzakusvika chibva kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana. Saka manzira tiri kuita wakawanda. Not wakawanda, but pano nepapo kune vari kuonekwa vaina chirwere ichocho cheCOVID. Asi tega ndingoti izvona mukuongorora kwaunoita kunoku kwakati simbei kunoita kuti vakwanise kubata vanenge vaine chirwere ichocho paine nguva. Pane kuzoita zvekuzozviona nguva yapera. Saka tega ndingoti kunyika iri kunoku nema awe Olympic vanorongwa wacho vakaita zvakati wandei zvinoita kuti vanhu vakwanise kuongororwa sezvautachiona usati waenderera mberi. Ndongangoti ndozvendinoona zvavakagona izvo kuti vanotaka kuzvibata zvinhu zvasezvaenderera mberi pane kuzoona paita yatinonzi pachirungu outbreak which might be too late.
Tinoona kuti nyika yeAmerica yanga iri kuzivisa kuti pane mumwe mutambi abatwa iye ane COVID-19. Zvichinge zvakadai zvaitika, imi munotaurirwa here kana kuti zviri kungoitika kuvatambi?
Zviri kunyanyoitika kuvatambi kazhinji kacho. Nekuti magarira atinoita ndeyekuti isusu hatisangani nevatambi. Tinozongosangana navo pabasa. Asi vatambi vane kwavanogarawo vari vega ikoko kuvatambi ikoko. Tinozongozvinzwawo semanzwire mune muchiita kuti ndozvaitika. Isusuwo kwetinogarawo tinenge tino watinoshanda nawo, saka tinotestawo every 4 days. Saka kutorinawo dzimwe dzinoizvi zvinei zvichingoitikwa kuno kwatiri tichikonzi musakangana kuti chirwere chiriko, musakangana kugeza maoko, musakangana kusanitaiza, musakangana kurama muchichengetedza kunyange gap rinotaurwa riye 1.52 meters. Saka izvozvo tinozvinzwa, asi manzwira atinongoitawo zvakafanana nemanzwira amunongoitawo ikoko.
Aiwa, tinoti.
Thank you very much and stay on the line. So, Marvelous, we've got some other people that Ezra Jesus Fanda talked to. And one of them is a young man who had gone for his first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. Here he comes.
Bona lapha ngibona ke uphuma lapha eclinic uvela nga
ivela tata
kuhlatjwe la kusixoxele ngokuthi wena kuyini okwenza ukuthi uzohlatjwa. Siyabona ukuthi sewumuntu omusha akujala ngibona abatsha kakhulu ezohlatjwa.
Ngibona ukuqhathekile ukuthi othingi zahlatjwa kwenzele ukuthi ngikwanise ukuzivikela emkhuhlaneni onalowo osedukile.
Uzibuyele wedwa kula muntu othebuye?
Ngizibuyele ngeke.
Ekufikeni wakho ufike esikhathi bani la? Sizothi imizila le imide njengoba siyibone imide kangaka?
Ndifika ngabo 10.
So uthatha ama-hours uleli? So bathe bekufika wafika ufike wenzani ukutshela abanye ukuthi bangayesaba basemagaba? Ufike wenzeni la?
Lapha ikufika olayina ngizokuphela senive ngalayina nesebenzi okutaba. So ngahlela phansi lokutaba so nikwa le khadi lapho.
Kutophendula ngemva kwesitanda lapho?
Bathe after 1 month.
After 1 month?
Yeah.
Okay.
So katesa abantu laba bakhona la kukhona kwabona igula sicela uhlatshe.
Hayi akule sengiyambona.
Ungahlatshe umusika sengalani meleke.
Ah bona bathi 10 minutes.
Then usuphi ikhadi lakho sokuhamba? Uzaphenduka futhi uhlala ngapi la?
Ngihlalisa wena.
So uzwagada wabuya edrobheni uzohlatshe. Hlala amalayini made.
Ah emalokishini vele kwamalayini made. So ngabe town kungani kungcono.
Mm. Wena imuli yakho sehlatshweni?
Yeah, ha bonke sebahlala.
Bezokusele wena?
Bezokusele mina.
Mm. Kodwa uyabona into yenza umkhuhlane lo?
Hayi, umkhuhlane lo usubaqedile abantu. Awubaqedile nje.
Mm. Ano, siyabonga kakhulu ngani sokufisela indlala.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
There you are, my brother. So, this young man, Bongani Dube, not related to me, obviously, but he's one of the Dubes. So, he says he went on his own to a vaccination center in the central business district of Bulawayo, because in Tshabalala is very congested. There are so many people looking for vaccines. And so he says he decided just to go to the CPD to get his first dose. And he says he didn't feel anything when he got the dose, and they told him to return after a month. And he says, you know, this disease is really wreaking havoc in Bulawayo. So he says he's trying to protect himself and other people.
Aye wapo tiri kunzwa kubva kune mumwe murume ari kuBulawayo akachitaura iye zvaitikawo kwaari muzuva ranhasi apo aenda kunotora nhomba yake yekutanga atiye amboita kuti aende pakati peguta reHarare sezvo kune dzimwe nzvimbo kwakadzarisa kuine mitsetse yakareba saka ati akamirira kuti azotora nhomba yake yechipiri kwapera mwedzi asi ari kuti iye hapana ake zvaanzwa zvinonyanyorwadza haana marwadza anawo mushure mekutora nhomba yake yeCOVID-19 yekutanga nhasi.
And we've got another lady that went for the vaccination. So let's listen to what she told Ezra Chitaspanda in Bulawayo as well. So we are happy that Ezra was going around, you know, talking to so many people.
Come on, Janda.
Yes,
I'm going to go to the house. I want to come up here.
I want to say that I never been before. I want to buy stuff and get stuff. I want to give them a
what are you when I saw the massage defects?
I'm going to give them a massage defect.
Oh, once you want to be seven and a half and a massage defect, you don't want to trust the Abulawas, Abulawa. When was all was enough?
Hey, I was with this now after 2 years.
But you're for the little one.
I'm going to go to the night since I have.
Yeah. Katese ke abantu ningi babe khuluma nabo bathi zimfeni lapha yibo khanye wathathela khona wena ke uyahamba ezimfeni
ya ngiyahamba but nyameka shoot khona nyanje sathi simfeni bese ngibokale masha
kubula katese mzila sibona imidi lapha ke ubona njani imidi abafuna ukuhlatwa sokuyindaba sifuna ukuhlatwa
sekuyipanic abantu sesaba ukuthi ngihambahamba abantu sisakwazi ukuthi ningaphi actually
So you could answer the situation away from the best.
When
you could have a new team now, Kuluma.
I want to be very slow. From the just people who would see last month, I
never passing like that. And I would have
social distancing, then I would have sanitizing and no more.
Won't get it that I would have to come out of the
moon. I wouldn't talk to my money. I might get some mask.
So there you are, marvelous. This lady is actually saying that she has been vaccinated. You know, she got the first and second doses. And she's saying that, you know, she didn't have any kind of side effects. But she's worried. She says she's been reading and hearing a lot about being vaccinated and dying after 2 years. Because she says, she's been reading all this and seeing all these kind of things, but doctors are actually dispelling those kind of rumors or allegations. So she's very worried, like many other people. And during funerals, what this lady said was that she's always wearing a mask and practicing social distancing, because she knows that those are super spreaders in terms of COVID-19. And she says people basically are either panicking or confused about COVID-19 in Zimbabwe right now. Well, so many people are dying, so many people are getting sick, and all those kind of things. And then she says, in loopholes or passes, there's chaos. You know, she says, people just wear their masks the way they feel like doing it. There's no social distancing and all those kind of things. So go ahead, Marvelous.
I want to talk to you about the Muslim Yarutaura EFT. Anga Ashambo Bakubaya number HPD. Yes, Yarutaura EFT. I know Ziva Kuti, Vajin, G. Parishino. Then I recovered 19 Rukuan of Jimbo Zenga Zakaravan at Jimbo Zakadai, Kuniki Kwashaika and Kundu Fu. As I tell us, Okari EFT, Anona Padandim Tandi, fake news, the Ninja of Anivan, which is an Awabaiwa, Nokona Sushaya. Kwapera makore maviri nezvimwewo asi vanachiremba vari kutaura ivo kuti kwete musawanikwe muchitora zvinonyorwa ipapa dandemutande taurai navana mazvikokota ezveutano nekuti nyaya iyi yekubayiwa nhomba yecovid-19 inobatsira mukuti kana uchinge wazowanikwa uchibatwa nedenda iri hazvizonyanya kukudzimbira uyezve hauzosangana nendufu saka ndozvazvikutaurawo sisava vachitaura ivo kuti ehe vari kutya mbijana nenyaya yezvavanoverenga vachiona padandemutande reWhatsApp nezvimwe zvinotumirwa nevanhu asi vanachiremba nenyanzvi dzezveutano dziri kuti musateerere nyaya dzamunoona padandemutande taurai nevana mazvikokota kana kuti madokta enyu pamusoro penyaya iyo yekubayiwa nhomba yecovid-19 kwete kuti muteerere fake news inowanikwa iyo ichitenderera padandemutande.
Yes, now we're joined by Mr. Michael Ndweni. Michael Ndweni is the chairperson of the Bulawayo Vendors and Traders Association. Mr. Ndweni, welcome to the show, sir.
Yeah, well, thank you, Mr. Dube. Banja Navara Lela Babugeli.
Hi, sir. Pila Wakulugi. So tell us a bit about what's going on in Bulawayo. We see that many people are going for vaccinations, some people are dying, and some people, you know, are really getting confused about what's going on. So tell us a bit about this.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, just to correct something, I am not the chairperson. I'm the director of the organization. The chairperson,
oh, okay.
Which has the board. Yes.
Sorry for that. Yes.
Today I met around the CPT. I saw people in queues. Waiting to get their jets. So people are actually coming in numbers. I saw quite long queues, which demonstrates that people are beginning to have confidence into the vaccination exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, say Tolimbiko kuti abantu bayafa. Ama numbers abekhwele kakhulu emalangeni ambalwa nje ayedluleyo. Asengana ayehla kancane izolo kodwa ukufa komuntu yedwa lakho vele akusonto esingayithakazelela. So yikho okungani kule concern ukuthi hayi i-virus ibisifuna ukubheda sibili. Sithemba ukuthi abantu bazalandela izinqumo zonezo ezikhona zokuthi behlise or to try and observe these who are recommended protocols so that we reduce the spread of the virus. Yikho sekunakanela ukuthi abantu bengakwenza khona lokhu ngxenye.
And vendors are hard hit by the virus, right? So what's going on in terms of vendors and traders?
I'm not sure whether they are the hardest hit, but the fact that in our view they are the frontline service providers because they anchor the economy. I think we all know that based on the IMF report, there are about 60-70% of our GDP comes from the informal economy. So it speaks volumes in terms of their contribution to the economy. So therefore, that is why then we lobbied the government and advocated that they should be given the priority in terms of the vaccination exercise. And you saw a few days ago, there was a specific program that was targeting informal traders. So in our view, we think that that was very important and it was a good response from the government, from our call. So as far as we are concerned, we don't think that the hardest hit, but actually they are more at risk to get the virus. And I must also state that from our membership, really, we want to celebrate for now that we have not documented any case from our membership, from our network, from COVID, which means that our members are trying their level best, I think, to abide by the protocols, which we think is a good thing that other citizens must try to emulate. We have been very, very vigorous in terms of trying to push our traders to make sure that when they are trading in marketplaces, they observe these protocols, and we are seeing the benefits of doing this. So in that time, I would say, emalungeni ethu sibili asikatholi a fatality report. Siyambonga umlimi mthesibonge namathethers bazama by all means ukuthi bazivikele emkhuhlaneni lo.
Marvelous.
We saw that there was a program to vaccinate the vendors in Bulawayo. How successful was that program for you? And were there enough vaccinations specifically for the vendors?
Yes. As far as we're concerned, we noted that traders went in numbers to access the vaccine. Why do we say so? We say so because even those that were not licensed were coming to us, asking us to at least help them with letters that they are traders, and then take those letters to the centers for them to get the jab. So we saw at least a massive response as far as we're concerned. And the fact that a few days after the vaccine was then opened for the general public, we felt that a lot of traders really responded from our network, which is a good thing. Of course, maybe some were still like, I think when I was coming here, I heard you're talking about the fake news, misinformation. There are some, of course, who are still hesitant to get the vaccine because of what you were saying, Marvelous, that there is a word that people are going to die in the next 2 years. And we have been asking people to say, for those who believe in the Bible, we know that the Bible says, it's not the vaccine. I don't think that the vaccine is like fire. So we feel that that is a lie, and that is being pushed by prophets of doom. As far as we're concerned, and also advice for can reduce the fatalities and also the severity of the disease in one's body. So this is what we are going with, and we think that traders are hitting the call as far as we're concerned. Like, but of course, I said there'll be a few here and there who will always believe such misinformation, such fake news.
Yeah.
Yebo ngiyabonga bengithi mina abantu baphumile ngobuningi besiyathola ijekiseni le eyokulwisana lomkhuhlane nalowo nje ohlasele umhlaba wonke iCOVID-19 ikakhulu amalunga ethu abazisebenzayo abaningi baphumile sithola izincwadi sithole kade becela izincwadi zokuthi bancediswe ukuze labo bathole amajekiseni kade bengalama license okuthengisa bekusitshengisa ukuthi abaningi bazama ukuthi baphendule umkhankaso lo bahamba ehlala kuyinto enhle kakhulu ezwe ngamalunga ethu. Kodwa ke kukhona ke imbiko yamanga kade ibhodabhoda kumbe lokhu ibhodabhoda ethi yona abantu bazakufa eminyakeni emibili ezayo kukhunywa lapha kufika umsakazi. Kodwa thina siyala sithi thina nxa sikhangela ivini ezokholo sithi thina ebhayibhilini kuthiwa abantu bazabhujiswa ngomlilo ngomnakano ivaccine yasomlilo. So ngamanga nje akhulunywa ngabantu abangazilutho abaprofiti bamanga abatshela abantu amanga. Sidine bantwini asithembeni abazempilakahle abavele besikhangele abawaziyo ukuthi emzimbeni wethu kwenzakalani silandele abasitshela khona siyethola ijekiseni ukuze sisizakale ukulwa lomkhuhlane lemzimbeni yethu yimbiko esilawo. Akunye lokhu nje ngabantu abazikhulumelayo abathanda nje ukuthi enxa babukwe ngendaba zamanga lokuthi nje abantu laba badanzelele kakhulu ebuleni njini lapha ukubhiliva ukukholelwa izinto ezingaqondakali ngathika nezama ukutsho ngesilungu.
And your last word before leaving, because you're going to be here for a short time.
Yes, last word yethu ngeyokuthi abantu kabahambe bayehlatshwa ijekiseni ngoba nxa singahlatshwanga siba sengozini yokuthi okokuqala njengoba besitsho bezempela kahle ukuthi ngoba le jekiseni kuba ngconywana nxa usithi wahlaselwa wabutana nakufani umuntu ozihambelayo. Kodwa ke okunye futhi okumqokayo ukuthi nxa sizwengci singasebenzi ngokunjalo sinakani ukuthi thina abantu abahlatshwe ukuze kuvuleke. Siyabona kwamanye amazwe kanti sokufuna ukuvuleka kancane iminotho siqale ukuya phambili. Ngokunjalo abantu abayehlatshwa kwenzela ukuthi sehlise amathuba okuthi sivalelwe singasebenzi. vele sazi ukuthi umkhono wethu ona vele ngabantu abazisebenzayo nxa kungavalwa sizoba nobunzima ukuthi sithole ukudla sizoba nobunzima sithole imali zokuthenga imithi lokubhadala izimali zokurenta lokunye okuningi esikudingayo esikutholayo ngemali zokuzisebenza. So this is our message keeps that people should actually go and get vaccinated because for us it is the only logical way that can reduce the propensity of having a recurrent lockdown. So we think that if more people actually are vaccinated, then we achieve herd immunity. Then therefore, we will see maybe the government even relaxing the conditions. And of course, going to try and to maybe abide by the protocols here and there. But we think that it will help people to at least continue working. Since our economy is predicated on the formal economy, and everyone works to eat eat what they kill. So that would be the only logical thing to do, to get vaccinated, so continue working, getting money to buy food, getting money to buy access to medical health, among other things. So that's our very clear message, that let's not believe prophets of doom. Let's get the vaccine and achieve 30 minutes. This is our message. Thank you, Mr. Dwayne.
Thank you so much, Mr. Dwayne, for coming here for a short time, but very informative indeed. Thank you so much, sir.
Yep. Siyabonga. Thank you so much, sir.
Okay. Bye-bye. So that was Mr. Michael Dwayne. So basically, coming to these issues of vaccines, Mr. Manyengabana, briefly, are you hearing anything to do with this kind of fake news, you know, in Japan and all these kind of things?
Not in vaccines. I think the media is quite good at that in terms of spreading the good news. I think they just are encouraging people to be vaccinated. I think you find that it's quite a very low percentage of population that have been vaccinated. So the government is trying by all means to accelerate the vaccinations. But the good news about it is that people are just being encouraged to be vaccinated and to say it's a good thing to be vaccinated because it will protect you. You're not going to be, even if you test positive, even if you contact the disease, it's not going to be critical. You won't end up maybe going to a hospital.
Marvelous.
Muri ikoko hurumende yeJapan iri kubvuma here kuti vanhu vawanikwe vachibayiwa nhomba tomboti wasvika imomo usina kubayiwa vaccine iyi zvinofamba sei?
Iyoyo handingakwanisi kukutsanangurirai nekuti vazhinji vari kuuya vanenge vakabayiwa kare. Ndo zvauri kunyanya kukurudzirwa izvozvo nekuti sezvakakosha nenyaya yekuti paunenge uchifamba unosangana nevanhu vakawanda wanda mundege pamaairports paunenge uchifamba ipapo. Saka vari kutoita izvozvo zviri zvekukurudzira zvakanyanyisa kuti unofanira kuuya wabayiwa. Saka handisati ndasangana hangu nemunhu asati abayiwa, especially ari kuuya kumaolympics. It was really chinhu chakakurudzirwa chekuti zvona munhu wese anofanira kuuya afanira kunge abayiwa.
So opening ceremony yemaolympics ichatanga rini? Uyezve sekuudzwa kwatirikuita kunenge kusina vanhu vachange vari kungotaridza padande mutande here kana zviri kufamba sei?
Vari kutaridza padande ichatanga mazuva mana ari kuteera. Zvandiri kuita ndezvekuti vari kuita inonzi virtual reality yekuti zvona vese vanenge vachida kuti vazongobudawo vachiomberera nekuona zviri kuitika pasaiti yemaolympics iyoyo. Nguva yacho yasvika, munozongo mapicture enyu anotorwa muchiona kumba kudaro ne muchipemberera muchiona zvemunhu nyika dzenyu dzichipfuura dzichiratidza kuti dzauya kumaolympics. Saka munongo chida virtual registration mopemberera nyika dzenyu.
Then hold on 1 second. We are coming back to you shortly. Let's just talk about briefly about Zuma. You know, the former South African president was in court today, following several days of deadly riots linked to his imprisonment in a separate case. So today this is a very, very different case altogether. So Zuma actually appeared virtually and is facing multiple counts of corruption, fraud, and racketeering relating to a 1999 arms deal. So we all remember what happened when Zuma was locked up. So just briefly, let's just have a glance on what happened today.
court and the right, more importantly, the right to be present when being tried is at stake here. Now, the way we would like to approach it, my Lord, is assuming everyone accepts that those rights are limited to some extent by the current process, then the answer will be, is there any legal basis for limiting or violating those rights in the context in particular of a criminal trial?
So there you are, Mavras. This is the time when Zuma is actually facing all those charges, you know, corruption, fraud, racketeering, and so forth. And, you know, remember, he was the president of South Africa. So it's really amazing to see him, you know, appearing there, you know, from his prison cell or somewhere in prison.
I think it's going to be interesting to just watch how it's going to be received by the South African public following what we saw, the protests that happened, the looting that happened. So it will be interesting to watch this week and see what's going to happen in South Africa.
Yes, and talk about the Olympic Games, you know, Mr. Manyagavan. So we see that there are so many countries that are participating. Give us just a rundown of how many countries are taking place in the Olympics. And we know these are the 2020 Olympic Games instead of 2021. Because the 2020 Olympics were actually postponed. So just give us a rundown of all those kind of things.
So far, I think the records are not clear yet. But the country that announced that they were not going to be participating was North Korea. This is the one country that is more well known that they said they were not coming. The other countries were still contemplating. I think the numbers will be known by the time there's the opening ceremony. But it looks like most of the country said to you that the organizers did quite a good job in terms of making sure everybody is vaccinated and to also assure them that there's going to be a thorough screening and monitoring of everybody that is there. So, like I said, the only one that is confirmed is North Korea. The rest of the countries, it looks like they won't be attending.
And Zimbabwe is sending some athletes as well. Give us your take on what's going on with the Zimbabwean team.
I also hear from the media that there are, I think, 5 or 6 that are coming to participate and also accompanied by the delegates. Well, I think as a country, we were expecting more to participate, but obviously maybe some they didn't surpass the because they are timed, the timing, they didn't overcome that. But we do have 5, but I'm thinking that for a population of 13 million, only to be represented by 5 people in such a big tournament, I think the government and sports organizers, they would need to do more.
Yes, Marvelous.
Parish, you know, Zimbabwe, Irku, Tansiroku, Yaikoko, Kuninika, South Africa, ndezvipindi dzimwe nyika dzemuAfrica dzamungatimi munoona dzichizobuda zvakanaka pamaolympics ipapa.
Nigeria inoona ine vatambi vakati wandei vanenge varipo, ndofunga Nigeria ne Ivory Coast, Cote d'Ivoire, inozoti inozikana nevamhanyi vakati wandei. Nedzimwe nyika dzekusoro kweAfrica dzinosanganisira wana Egypt, Morocco, na Tunisia, vane vatambi wakati wandei vanoonekwa varipo zvakare. Kozouya Kenya inozikanwa nembiri nevatambi vanomhanya zvakanyanya zvikuru, neEthiopia neUganda. Saka East Africa inonyemira-mira kwazvo makwiki yayo neSouth Africa, sematauriro amaita inoonekwa ichinyemira-mira. NeBotswana zvakare inewa vamhanyi vaka mboitawo mbiri nemukurumbira mazuva aperayo. Saka ndinoona vakawanda varangwa vachitarisira kuona kunyange vanhu vakati vatambi vairi vatatu vanobva kuBotswana vanokwanisa kukurukidza zvakare.
Tingaonei Zimbabwe ichisimudza menduro here? Tinoona kuti vane vakuita zvekutuhwina nezvimwewo. Tingaonei Zimbabwe ichisimudzawo menduro here?
Senyika yedu tinonga tichivasapota, tinotarisa kuti vachaitawo zvavanoita.
And ndofunga dambudziko rinenge rinoitika muZimbabwe nderekuti vatambiwo tinenge vanenge vachikukidza hativaoniwo vachikukidza kana vari kunyika dzavo o kunyika dzavari kukukidza vari. Saka tozongoona vaipapo paanonga vachikukidza. Asi tinongonge tichiombera maoko tichingonamata nekutarisira kuti zvinoita zvakanaka.
Muchawana mukana wokutaura here nevatambi ava muri iko?
Parizvino hatisataona mukana iwo semataura anamboita kuti nenyaya yeCovid iyi varida kuedza zvakanyanyisisa kuti vatambi vaende kure nevamwe vanhu vese nenyaya yekuti zvona vanosvika kuzotapurirana. Saka vanenge vachizonge vachitaura nawo vatori venhau havanenge vachitozikanwa wakaregistra kuti vadi vatora kana even kutotorwa mapicture chaiwo nevatambi ukaona mutambi anyone anongoona kaona onoziva hazvisi kubvumiswa izvozvo. Asi akaona mukana izvozvo iwo kutaura nawo aiwa tinomanage kutaura nawo.
So what exactly do you do, you know, in the Olympics services?
I'm an engineer, so I'm into technical. So in terms of the pictures and the sound and behind the scenes, making sure the cameras are working fine and make sure all the machines are okay. Then that will assure everyone that wants to watch world over that the pictures are all good and they are enjoying the games.
And I'm sure everybody is waiting for your pictures, for your videos, you know, and all those kind of things. How long does it take you to prepare for this kind of big theater, you know?
It takes quite a long time. I think there are actually different departments that work to organize this. But otherwise, the first team actually that arrives, it arrives a year before. They are the ones that do the scouting. They are the ones that start organizing the places, the venues, and all the infrastructure that is needed. And then on my part, then there's another delegation that will come 6 months before. And in my part, it took us 2 months. We came here 2 months prior to the start of the tournament. Because it was quite a thorough checking of quite a lot of equipment, a lot of cables, so that when we don't have an excuse when the competition starts, we know that when it starts, everything is ready.
So we can say, on your marks, get set, ready, go, right?
That's right. Yes, we can say that comfortably.
Tinoona zvakare kuti gore rino muchange makatonyanyodzamirwa nekuti zvakawanda zviri kuitirwa padande mutsani. Saka makagadzirira here?
Hongu takagadzirira. I think ndoimwe nzvimbo yetinoda kungoonawo kuti nemachira aita COVID aya, I think zvakawanda zvekuti maitirwo anenge achiita mutambo kana business kana basa akutochinja. Tichida tisingadi ndoko akuendawo yetingati technology pacho.
Thank you so much.
Takagadzirira, yes. Takagadzirira zvikuru.
Thank you so much. Our time is out. If there was extra time, we're going to do that. We're going to add another 3 minutes or 16 minutes. I still remember when Dynamos played against Islanders. There was 16 minutes extra time, but unfortunately, you can't have it here. Thank you so much, Mr. Atwe Nyengavana of the Olympic Services. Mr. Michael Mlandla Ndiweni of the Bulawayo Traders and Vendors Association. And we also thank Ezra Jesus Banda in Bulawayo Marvelous. He did a very marvelous job. So this is Gibbs Dube in Maryland saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Mutanganya here in Washington, D.C. Let's talk to that.
Good night. Bye-bye.